and I labor with joy in my heart for the Lord. Even as I start off zero, but now I thank God the church has been started there. And I thank God in 1st July onward, I've handed over that church to the acting pastor, or the deacon, okay? A very mature deacon, a Christian who love God, okay? And I'm just on the behind scene helping them, but I let you see that the church, this church has been completed. Last year, things happened, okay? This is one of the activities that we normally they have there. They call the children VBS, and we have baptism. Okay. Okay. This is what happened last year, and Chiu-Tien is what they call spring. Okay. Spring, we have all these activities. They have the and we get people saved, children ministry, and then we have Bible training, okay, conducted by Pastor Jacob Tan. We are singing. Okay. And I thank you for visiting Pastor like Pastor James Bowman, okay. This is where we worship, okay? The church called Shanghai. Okay, during spring, normally we will wear this for service. But when it's summertime, we normally wear just a t-shirt. Bible training every quarterly, what for modular quarterly training, okay? And we have even conduct a wedding in the church, okay? So this is one member. Thank God this is like, happening in October. This is where our congregation gathered in the apartment, okay? Normally, and this is we. Thank God for this. They are both members of the church, okay, and people attending all the brothers helping out in the weddings. I thank God for this. These are the faces. Remember, I know it's very hard to remember that. Do remember in there, but you can pray there. Let me see the faces, okay. Then we have a kind of a camp, okay, and Pastor V was there. Then I was not around, but anyway, it continued, okay, and I thank God for that. Small camp. And during winter, this is the, I'm saying the acting pastor now, okay? It's Deacon Li Sukan. Okay? I thank God for people who have been baptized. And I got opportunity to visit and look at the work somewhere there. And I got a chance to BSC. It will turn to a mission status. And hopefully in a church next time. Yeah, this is where we have a gathering at the factory. And this is a children ministry for preparing for the December Christmas program. These kids are come and go, they come and go. Okay, it's just rotation, they are from other provinces. They stay 1 or 2 years in China, after that they leave, okay? So normally they come. I thank God for this recent VBS, 8 kids got saved. This is the worship. It's smaller than your place, but I thank God for. Some being members. On the Christmas day, this lady got saved. Okay, I thank God for it. He's a member, but the husband is not saved. But thank God, he was very opposed to Christianity. But thank God, he is willing now to come to church to listen. This brother is called Zhang Wei Peng. He's leading a group. There's a small church there. He's leading there, so we pray for him. It's Pastor Tan, we have a training there. And during that, we visit the sisters and the brethren. You can see Pastor Tan fully geared, okay, like a terrorist. Anyway, because he's cold, yeah, he's cold. This is a member, old member, province. Yeah, she had gone back. So some of the kids, okay, enjoy it. And then we got an opportunity to go. And this is Pastor Lawman, Ken Lawman. He's an independent Baptist pastor. His church is called Charity Baptist Church. Okay, I have some days with him. Okay. Was their anniversary then, Pastor? So this is how we conduct baptism. Gentleman got saved in Singapore. Anyway, he came and joined us and he got baptized. Okay. So just now was autumn, this is spring. Okay. And this couple is, they have been with us for a period of time. They transfer membership to us. Okay. It's another independent Baptist church. She's doing the resurrection Sunday, and two person got saved. These are two person, and they say every quarterly we have some training. You saw that they will gather. Coming near the summer, which is from the month of May onward, we have a gathering, also a camp. We have October camp and May camp. This is when they have the national holidays of a period of 3 days, maybe 7 days, sometimes 4 days or something. So, old man. He was a speaker. I made him a speaker. He's under training, but he's a speaker, and I'm behind support him. I thank God for this opportunity for them to come out and to teach, to preach. Sister called Ji Chun Yan. Okay, she started very, she now is the best sister in Christ in a way, very submissive. Last time was not submissive. The moment he gave the Bible principle or taught to her, she now is very submissive. And she's one of the best learner, okay, among the groups. Although she's very straightforward, I thank God for that. This place about for past 4 years. We the owner know that we are Christian and we gather all the time. Yeah. They came back for another training. And we this is at San Ning.
Okay. 给我的权柄，我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为我的姊妹受尽，以基督埋葬，以基督复活的样式，每个人说 ，Amen。Okay.
She was saved about 1 month or 2 months later. She got baptized. Okay, the believer there are very straightforward. You tell them you need to obey, and they just obey. No question asked. Okay, so. Thank God for that. Believe is Christ. Church is called San An Shalom. Okay, and I hand over this work to a deacon Lee Soo Keun. Okay, he's willing to do it, and the other two deacons is helping him. And he's an acting pastor. This gentleman, Lee Soo Keun, is not Bible trained, but he's willing to dig into the Word of God, study the Word of God, and now he's do expository training, teaching. And among the three deacons, he's the most humble, and he can expound God's word. Okay, have you ever heard of a pastor expound or Ecclesiastes? Seldom do we hear it, and we heard it, and we love it. I thank God for the clarity of his presentation of God's word. Again, it is not Brother So's work. God's work. God's working in his heart. Okay? And I thank God for the support that you have given to me. And I thank God that I'm very confident that I can give this church to this brother. Okay? And I will be lead. So, I'm churchless now. not really, okay? I know God is working hard, my heart again working. And recently, I went to Kunming. We have a gathering there of an independent Baptist missionary out there. And we have a guest speaker from America. His name is called Paul Swenke. I mean, you might have heard of him. Paul Swenke is an independent Baptist evangelist. He's going around. I thank God for his encouraging sermons and encourage a lot of those preachers out in China. All over China, they came to Kunming to have a gathering, discuss our difficulties, our woes, and difficult and whatever we can discuss. And I thank God we are common that. We just want to serve the Lord. Okay? And then, opportunity to visit some of the Ulu ulu place, okay? Very, very rural place. And I thank God, Pastor Tan and myself, we are the first two foreigners to be named that village, small village. And I thank God I led one kid and two teenagers to the Lord there. And one of the teenagers got baptized there. And hopefully in December or January, I can go in again to baptize the other teenagers. Okay? So it's somewhere in, okay? Don't think like Singapore flatland. The Yunnan is up and down, up and down. It's Yunnan's, the city of Kunming is at 6,000 feet sea level. Above sea level, sorry, above sea, 6,000 feet. And up the hill, that's about 10,000, maybe 8,000 or whatnot. Because there's a lot of hilly. To go to this place, you have to travel 3 hours, and place, chain and a bus, go 3 hours, take another transport to go in, and halfway through, if it's heavy rain, you cannot move, you have to walk on the foot for maybe 1.5 hours, 2 hours. But thank God for the simplicity, their love, the desire to learn. Okay, and thank God for able to reach out. And do pray for me is when I continue to seek the Lord. And if God's will, I'm going to start the second one. When, I don't know when, but I know God. The next one, hopefully, if God's will, it'll be called Sanai, Agape. Which today, Pastor Johnny have dwelt upon somewhat the love. We to love one another. Okay, agape. So, and I thank God for the this morning Bible's time. That it's a kind of in line with what I'm going to share. It's talking about the holiness of God. See, we are worshiping a holy God. A God who loves, but yet is holy. And He wants us to be holy. Be ye holy, as I am holy, saith the Lord. Holiness is not something that we just say, okay, I want to be holy. It's my choice. No, there's no choice. You need to be holy. You need to be sanctified. You need to sanctify. But being sanctified alone, okay, is very good, I know. But we need to be sanctified, not for ourselves' sake, but for His glory. For His glory. I thank God for this glorious God, a holy God, want to tell us about the future. To prepare us for the future so that we can be holy. I thank God for that. So today I'm going to share with you from Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. Okay, before we continue, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful for your grace, thankful for this wonderful time, Lord, even as we go into your beautiful words. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit be our teacher. Guide your servant, even as we deliver your word. That every word been said, been heard here, to your glory, to your praise, Lord. That, Lord God, your name be uplifted. Again, we pray that thou workest in the heart of those seated here. If someone here do not understand, have not fully understand the true gospel, the salvation, Father, we pray that Spirit worketh in the hearts. And we pray for those Christians. Father, we pray for commitment. Again, we pray for your Spirit worketh in our hearts. That after hearing this word, Lord, that we will be more committed to your calling, committed to your directions. Father, we pray that even as we look into your word, may you be our teacher, guide us, help us, Lord, to take away all our woes, our worries, that we can concentrate on Thee and Thee alone. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in our life. Thank you for what you're going to tell us. And we pray in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, Revelation chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. And the Bible reads, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace and from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. They also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. And I thank God, God, the Holy God, let us to see a preview of what's going to happen in future. He could have kept himself, but no, he wants to keep everything, let you see, to know what happened, so they can prepare his children for the better, so that they can get ready for the day of his coming. And I thank God, when John was writing this, and I have no time to go into verse 1 to verse 3, because verse 1, verse 3, it will take me an hour or so. I need 4 to 5, maybe it's another 3 hours. Not really, but 4 to 5, itself, 4 to 8, the verses 4 to 8, it will tell you a lot of wonderful things about our God himself. Okay? A gracious God, a holy God, willing to divulge with the future to us, because he loves us. He wants us to be holy. He's preparing us to be holy. Again, I thank God that verse 4 to verse 5, and it's, you see, John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Okay? To the seven churches. The destination of this letter is to the seven churches. When the word seven here in Revelation, we see it mentioned, it's called complete, an idea of a completeness. Okay? And by the way, when this book is written to the seven churches, it is literally a physical, real church congregations. But whatever happened in the church does apply to us, our modern churches. But thank God this letter was sent to the seven churches. It is the first use of the number seven. And normally in the Bible, the word seven, okay, it may suggest perfect completion and fullness. So when it mentions the seven churches, it means the fullness of the churches. It's completed. But yet, they need the Word of God. We know in this book, in the Revelation itself, it's talked about seven, there's many times. Okay, as you read in seven churches, seven spirits, seven stars, seven seals, seven horns, seven eyes, seven trumpets, seven angels, seven thunder, seven heads, seven crowns, seven plates, seven bowls, seven mountains, seven kings, and so forth, seven. It's called fullness. Complete. See, the destination is to the seven churches. Okay? But I thank God. See, the desire of this letter, it is, the Bible says, grace unto you and peace. And I thank God for this. He said, grace be unto you and peace from him. See, God wants to give us peace. Grace and peace is from God Himself. You cannot have grace and peace on our own. It must be from God Himself. Okay? You cannot attain grace, attain peace by your own. You need a holy God to give you that. So, when John was writing to these seven churches, he said, grace and peace is from God. It's something God from God given to you. It's something, it's not that you acquire. Okay, I thank God. The desire of that, this letter is for them to have grace, have more peace. And I read further down, from Him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne. I saw the deity of this letter. God Himself is involved in this giving grace and peace. Okay? And I thank God for these beautiful words. It reminds us that this whole Bible itself is not a creation of man, but it's a work of God. He keep on reminding us that He is before the creation and He is for the creation. And then we look at this verse and we saw God the Father, the sovereign Father, the self-existent one, which is, which was, which is to come. Self-existent. God don't have, because it's not a pigment in all of our thoughts. It's not something we think about, but God is only self-existent. He is He. It will not change. We know that in Exodus 3:14, it says, I am. I am. It means the word I am is I am self-existent. It means in Chinese, it's 我是自由拥有的. Self-existent. So I thank God, God, a self-existent God, will get involved in giving us grace and peace. John knew it well. I thank God, God never changed. God the Father never changed. He never changes. This is this beautiful. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Our God never changed. Beautiful. For I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. You see, God is, He changed not because He loves us. He does not destroy us. He came to save us. He don't want to consume us. He never changed. Say, I promise to save you. I'll come and save. I thank God, my God never changed. Yes. I thank God this letter involved the deity, okay, or deity only involved the triune God, okay? From Him which is, which was, and which is to come. And the second one you can see is the sufficient spirit. And from the seven spirit. See, God is involved. The Trinity is involved in the grace and the peace that He wants to give to us. Holy Spirit is involved. The seven spirits which are before His throne. It's called the fullness, the perfection, the completeness, the Holy Ghost. Okay? He is sufficient to provide all this. In Isaiah 11, verse 2, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel and the mind, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. God wants to put us, give this all this Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit give us, it, put on us, it is to rest upon us, it's the Spirit of wisdom, it's also the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, mind, Spirit of knowledge. God wants to give us this. It's complete. Rest assured about that. And I thank God, okay, this verse itself also in verse 5, and from Jesus Christ. Wow, the splendid Son. That's the third source of grace and peace, Jesus Christ himself. When John mentioned the Father and the Spirit, he spoke of them in symbolic language in a way. When he speaks of Jesus, he used straightforward language and set Jesus on the center stage. Jesus Christ is the reason for us. That's why he's in the center stage. The whole Bible is all about Jesus Christ, definitely. Yeah, it's talking about God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. But it's centered on Jesus Christ. And I thank God from Jesus Christ. And he's stressed on this, very straightforward. Who is faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead? Wow. He's a faithful witness. We know we like to witness for the Lord. Okay. There are a group of people called Jehovah Witness. They like to witness for Jehovah. But Jesus Christ is the true Jehovah Witness. The only Jehovah Witness, in a sense. Because he's from God, he's going to witness God himself. And the Bible says, who is the faithful witness? Only him can witness the existence of God. Because he saw God the Father. And he is the God. And I tell you, it's so beautiful, man, that who is the faithful? He did not shirk his duty. And he came to this earth as man. He never tell God the Father, I came down. I'm God also. I have the right to destroy the universe. The people here, they have sinned against me. My God, Father, you love, I should love them. But we are holy. We should destroy them. He could have said that. He didn't. Because he's a faithful witness. Faithful witness, the God, the Father, who is love, who is concerned, passionate, for us. It's a faithful witness. We see in Old Testament, Israel was God's witness to the world. Okay? And then over here, in the now presently, okay, when the church, in a way, we are witness for Jesus Christ. I'm asked a question. Are we the faithful witness? Only Christ can. So, how can we be a faithful witness for God? If only we are in Christ. Thank God. Peace, grace is from Christ himself. And not only he's a faithful witness, and he said, and the first begotten of the dead. His resurrections. To show his resurrection. To show that God is really faithful. By the way, Jesus was not the first one to get up from the dead then. There were some in the Old Testament, several in the Gospel, but Jesus was the first one to get up and stay up. Amen. Understand? And get up and stay up. The rest died. Stay down. So the word translate that first begun come from the word prototype. Prototype. This prototype is the only type. An example that we can follow. I thank God he gave us an example, a hope for our future. Okay, Christians, we have hope. We can be like Christ. He's resurrected. One day we'll be resurrected too. I thank God for that. Not only he's resurrected. And he said, and the prince of the kings of the earth. By the way, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. No one can take away his title. Okay. The Antichrist one day will try to do everything. Just now we heard of this Iranian president. He had said something, if I'm not wrong. Earlier part, you can read his biography. He says he's the savior of this world. He's the savior of this Muslim world. Okay? He one day, that's why he hates Israel so much, because Israel is the obstacle to his kingdom. Okay? Antichrist will try to be the king, try to be the Lord, but he will not be the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Only Christ. Okay? Thank God. One day, everyone will kneel before Christ and worship him. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Wow. Satan one day will bow in front of Jesus and say, you are the Lord.
Amen.
The Antichrist will bow down and say, you are the Lord. I thank God. See? God himself, when he want to give us grace and peace, it is from him, the source is from God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son. The triune God is involved in our life. Not just God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but the triune God. I thank God for that. Totally involved in our life. God is totally involved in our life. Question now, are we involved in this? In this? Are we? See, the triangle willing to involve totally. Now, are we really to involve in God's calling? Verse 5b to verse 6, later part, okay? Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. I saw the revelation, he's talking the praise of God. Praise of the revelation, he's praising God the Son now. Because God the Son loved us. Okay, unto him who loved us. Okay, love us. But I know the love us is in past tense. Right? It's in past tense. But don't let it throw you, okay? John is merely reminding us that Jesus loved us in spite of what we were and still are. His love is unceasing, unfailing, and unconditional. He already loved us. Despite anything going to happen in your life, he already loved you. That's how I look at it. I say, God, thank you for your love. He loved us. His love is being praised here. I thank God. In Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow, no one can separate them. I thank God the praise of this beautiful, he's going to reveal future things, but this first we're going to praise him. Praise him. And I, as you go further down, and wash us from our sins in his own blood. God, Christ need to be praised for his cleansing ministry. He cleanses us, he washes us. Okay? And I thank God, he washes us almost daily. Although it's already past. But in a sense, it's daily. That's why we like to come to John chapter 1, verse 1, right? Verse 7, he said, but if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The word cleanses is continuous. Sit down here, Christian, we sin, right? We sin. Do you know that his blood already cleansed you? You don't have to utter a word, he already cleansed you. Because one day in your life, you said, Lord, I believe you. You came for me. You died on the cross. I kneel in front of you, Lord. Save me. That day is forever. He's already going to cleanse you, your clan, going to ready clean your future sin. Because the day you become the child of God. And your child of God, you're forever his. He will not stop short that. He'll love you. He'll already forgive you. Every time I give illustration, my son forever is my son. No matter how bad he is, he's still my son. He do things against me, he's still my son. But the moment he do something against me, I, in my heart, already forgive him. I will not hate him, I'll forgive him. I prepare to forgive him. The only thing that my fellowship is already being set apart. The moment he said, Dad, I'm sorry. Boom. Go back to my close fellowship. That's why in 1 John 1, 9, say, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just agree, Dad, I'm sorry. Dad, I'm wrong. I thank God for this. And he's washing his ministry. Christ already washed his blood once for all. Wash all our sins. I thank God for this. And I thank God not only then, that he washed us, okay? And he named God, Jesus Christ, need to be praised. And in verse 6, and had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. You see, he take this old hell-bound sinner and make him what? Kings, priests. And he's lifting you up. He's lifting me up because I'm his child. You are his children. Not only children, he will make you priests and kings. I hope, brethren, sister, you see the love. He not just to save you, wash you. He will make you something that is up there. He never leave us. He save you and leave you there you are. Stay there. Okay? You be my children. Stay there. Square corner. No. He going to lift you up. Christ need to be praised for that. I thank God for these beautiful words. And he lived it. He lifted up us, lifted us up. Okay, that we become priests and kings unto God and His Father. And in verse 6 later part, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Christ should be glorified. But He wants to transfer His some of His glory to you and me. That's love. Unselfish love. I think we have heard of this prodigal son. Okay. The prodigal son left saying, give me. Daddy, give me all my due, right? Give me the. He returned home broken and dirty and defeated, crying, make me. Not give me, make me. That make me. Not that give me. I don't deserve it, but Lord, make me. I thank God, to Him be glory, to Him be glory. I hope we'll be like verse 6. As we go closer to God, be lifted up closer, our heart and mind will be saying, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Our praises to Him be continuously. Okay. And you draw closer to Him. So I thank God that even in verse 5 and 6, I saw the praise Jesus Christ personally. And as we come to 7 and 6, behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. Behold, He cometh. I thank God the promise of the revelation. Promise of revelation here. He is coming. He's coming. But are you ready? The world has waited in anticipation for 6,000 years for the Redeemer to come. He came the first time. Was born of a virgin, died on the cross to purchase the redemption. He's returning in clouds above this earth to catch away His bride in the rapture. And one day, He's coming with power and glory. He'll defeat the enemies. He'll establish His kingdom. He'll reign for 1,000 years. And when He's talking about this verse, every eye shall see Him. They also pierce Him and all kindred. He's talking about the 1,000 years later. Happened. Christ is coming in the clouds. This is not talking about raptures. He's talking about His second coming. The matter of His coming is very clear. He will be come up with clouds. Anyone try to stand on the clouds? Have you ever tried? Last time I was an instructor. Denzel was. And was it my student? I don't know. But I got one student up. I fly up. I said, student, instructor, pilot. Now, I want to get a piece of cloud down to earth. How? I couldn't get a plastic bag. Because we have to find a Sherry 260. We can put the hood backward, and after that, try to grab. How to grab? I get a big container, boom, and break it down. That is cloud. It become when I reach down on earth. What happened? I said, student, what happened to this cloud? But water, like imagine, it's so soft. And this is when Christ will come down on the clouds. Do you know that you too will be coming that way? What a sin. What a sin. What a sin. So I thank God. He went up the way, he will come down the way. Because in Acts chapter 1, verse 9, while we're looking up, while they were looking up, the angel told the disciple, in verse 9, chapter 1, verse 9. And when he had spoken these things while they were beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, and he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also say, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall also come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Wow. So come in like manner. Christ can come in like manner. Okay? The method he's going coming down is my own. And I thank God, that's not only one people's going to see him coming, or two person, or three person. But Bible say here very clear, every eye shall see him, the manifestation of his coming. He will manifest amongst all those who are pierced him, those who are against him. Okay. We know that latest technology, anything happen in London now, we can see it. I think God is beyond that. When he comes, the whole world can see him, not through television, don't have to. It will be a supernatural. Everybody will be, wow, saw him coming. But not only in the manifestation to everyone. Do you know that later part? They also which pierce him, all kindreds of earth shall wail because of him. There'll be misery. There'll be misery. He going to judge this world. He going to judge everyone. Really. When the writer say, even so, amen. It's not the writer is laughing that God is judging the fellow he had done wrong against him. God, one day he'll judge him. Hey, hallelujah. No, no, no. Even so, amen. Even if a heart ache, even so, amen. When I read this verse, I think of Christians not doing their responsibilities. When Christ comes, this is the second time. Yes, we will not be on this earth suffering. Okay, we will be coming with him. But those our relatives, our friends, or whoever we come in touch, they will be willing. Judgment is here. We owe them something, by the way, Christian. We owe our relatives, our friends, something. One day they will be wailing. They'll be crying. If they have not known the Lord. And I thank God for John. When he write this, I believe he write with a heavy heart. So even so, amen. And I thank God for the promise of the concluding one. Just now we saw his coming. But he can conclude it in verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Yes, Jesus is coming. It will signal awful judgment to this wicked world. But it will be a signal for culmination, just the completeness of all things. Stop. What the Lord had began in Genesis, he can conclude in Revelation. Okay, the promise of it. He promised, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the first and the last. I'm the beginning and the ending. I'm going to complete my work on earth. So it reminds me, when Christ complete his work here, and he truly complete his second coming, are we going to see our friend relatives with us enjoying the glorious bliss with God? That announcement will come. Conclude. I saw his authority, save the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. The Almighty. Wow. He's not only the authority, because he has authority, which was, and which is to come. He proclaimed his deity, equal God to God the Father, Jesus Christ. Equal to God the Father. He is God the Father. And not only he is equal, but the Bible says here, which is to come, the Almighty. The word means the one who holds sway over all things. Almighty. I control all things. It's God Almighty. I thank God he's a God Almighty. But question here, is he controlling your life? Are you letting him to control your life? Oh, God, you are the God Almighty, but let me have some control, okay? No, that's not Christian. Christian is totally under the control of God. Okay. Torn away. Two years' time, and then down here, 10 years' time, they're gone. Christians are worried now. Christian worried. But I say, I praise God. I say, praise God. Persecution is coming. I praise God for that. Because he's control. He's in control. Things will not get out of hand. He is in control. Man may propose all this. God will dispose them of it. God will dispose. He's the Almighty. He's the one who control. He's the one who said, yes, you can do it. No, you cannot do it. Understand? I'm not worried about all this. But Christians, they are worried now. Why? Because we trust you, that when you trust a God who knows that he's the mighty God, you don't need to worry about this. You need not to worry. I thank God, Jesus Christ, the Almighty. Maybe this is the first time you heard of. He's a God the Almighty. But Jesus Christ, the Almighty. He's the Almighty. He's going to conquer. He's going to take back his kingdom and to reign this world. Not only reign this world, control this world. He's going to do some part of it, the governing to you. You'll be priests. You'll be kings. You'll be princess, you'll be queens. It's so beautiful thought. Okay, in conclusion, brothers and sisters, there's a lot to look forward to. And every bit of it going to happen in Revelation. every bit going to happen in Revelations. Just as he had promised us. So what are we doing with this information? What are we to do with the light of his coming again? Allow me to a few talk about what we should do with this message. Like this, okay? Matthew 24:44. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. We should be sure that we are ready to meet him. And we should be in prayer for those who are not ready. We should get busy and tell them how to be ready. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Are we praying for that? We're going out. We should get busy and tell them how. And we should realize that our time is short in this life. We should commit ourselves in doing all we can for him where there's still time. Many a time I tell people, Christ is coming tomorrow. You know, Paul had the same attitude. Time is so short. Do not wait for tomorrow. Still have chance. Still have chance. Tomorrow will not come. In John 9:4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. When Christ comes in the clouds back, no more ready. No more chance. So, I hope that this today's message will touch upon your hearts, my heart too. Is there something he would have us to do today? Is there something he would have us to do today? That's a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your words. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for the triune involvement in our life. If not for you, Lord, there's no reason for us to live. Thank you, Lord, for your encouraging words. Your strengthening word, help us, Lord, to be mindful to your leading in our life this moment. Thank you, Lord, that you can do a wonder in our life. May you just bless Ambassador Baptist Church members that you continue to be a light and sought for thee. Okay, our eyes closed, our hand is tied to your pastors.
Eyes closed, heads bowed. Still, Christian, is there something that the Lord has spoken to you about? You know, perhaps you're quite comfortable right now in China. It's a 10-year plan to wipe out all Bible-believing house churches. We have religious freedom to serve the Lord. What will you do with your life once again? Time is short. We don't have tomorrow. God's day is always today. God's day is always today. Have you been baptized? Is there someone you need to share Christ with? Are you willing to give up that sin that you're holding on to? When Christ comes, everything will be revealed. Maybe you're saying, Brother Johnny, it might be a simple message, but God has spoken to me in some area. Pray for me that God will give me the grace to do what I need to do. Is there anyone like that? To be baptized? To be saved? Is there anyone like that? They say, Brother Johnny, pray for me that I will prepare my life in view of the rapture. Is there anyone like that? In view of the second coming of Christ. Just put up your right hand, I'll pray for you. God will work in your heart. Is there anyone? Amen. I see that hand. I see that hand. Amen. Young people, what are you going to do with your life? I challenge you much because this world is going to suck you away. If you have never dedicated yourself to Christ, you will be sucked away. There's nothing to hold you back unless you give your life to Christ. He's the Almighty, but is He the Almighty in your life? Is there anyone? Say, Brother Johnny, pray for me that I will, as a Christian, be dedicated to the Lord. Is there anyone? Just put up your right hand. I'll pray for you. Amen. I see that hand. Put up and put it down. Amen. Put up, put it down, and pray in your heart. Amen. And say, Lord, take me and change me. Is there anyone else? All right, if you're here today, you're not a Christian, can I just encourage you? Don't leave this place unless you hear the gospel of Christ from someone. And say, Brother Johnny, I don't know this thing about the Lord Jesus, but I want to find out more. Is there anyone like that who will say, I don't realize Jesus Christ loved me so much, He died for me? Can you please show me? Is there anyone who would say that? Just put up your right hand, I'll pray for you, and then I'll get someone to share with you from God's word, the gospel. Is there anyone? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, for the hands that have gone up. Lord, there is nothing we can do to change men's hearts, only your word and you yourself. We thank you for the Holy Spirit has moved in some of our people, the people here. God is between you and them. And Lord, I pray for much grace and strength to make decisions that will last, not just in this life, but in the life to come. Decisions that will affect someone else. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to make a decision. And Father, even as we sing the closing hymn, may it seal in our hearts that we need to give ourselves to you. Thank you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand, all right, as we sing the closing hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be, consecrated, Lord, to thee.